Earlier in the week, we began discussing a little bit the halachos of Lechem Mishnah, which the Gemara in two places derives from this week's parasha, from the giving of the man, from the fact that the man came down as a double portion. We noted that there's a machlokas whether the halacha of Lechem Mishnah is d'arais or d'rabbanan. I wanted to focus just on one question, halacha l'maisa, that comes up all the time, at least for me, I assume for other people as well. I know for me at least, there's never a problem Friday night, but often Shabbos morning, and if we made two challahs before Shabbos, so Friday night we have two challahs, Shabbos lunch, inevitably we have one challah. Now sometimes we have a roll around, and often you realize you don't have an extra roll, so what do? You go to your freezer and you take out a frozen roll, a frozen challah, a frozen pita, something like that, to use for Lechem Mishnah. So a matzah, if you have a matzah around, normally you have a matzah around, but since we moved here in the summer post-Pesach, then we don't have matzah now for a year. So often, if you don't have extra matzahs around, what you do is you go to the freezer and you pull out a roll, you pull out something for Lechem Mishnah. So is that okay or not? So this is a machlokes amongst the poskim. The way many of them set it up is as follows. We noted that the Gemara in Brachos cites two positions. There's the first position in the Gemara, which states clearly that you only need to make the bracha and eat from one loaf of bread. Then we have the second position in the Gemara, Reb Zeira, who the Gemara says, Mevarech Asherusa, which according to Rashi, again means that he had one loaf of bread and he cut a big slice. But the Rashba says that no, there's a fundamental machlokas in the Gemara. The first position thought that Lechem Mishnah means you make the bracha on two loaves of bread and you eat from only one of them. And the second position thinks you eat from both loaves of bread. And while most poskim like the first position, that really all you need to do is make the bracha on two loaves of bread, there are those poskim, such as the Maharshal and the Gra and the Mishnah Berura notes this, who are machmir to say, no, you have to cut both loaves of bread and eat from both loaves of bread. The mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is not just to make the bracha on both, but actually to eat from both. So many of the modern poskim say that the question of whether or not you can use a frozen challah as your second loaf hangs on this question. If you think it's a technicality, you need two loaves here, but you only need to eat from one, so the second one doesn't need to be immediately edible. If you think that you actually need to partake from both, so then obviously you need to partake from both. Now, while most poskim don't paskin like the Gra Mikra Din, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, thinks that since the Gra and the Marshal paskin like that position that you should eat from both, he thinks that l'chumra we should paskin that you can't use a frozen loaf of bread as your Lechem Mishnah. However, the majority of poskim say that's not the case. Since we paskin that you need to make the bracha on two loaves, we don't need to eat from it, so you can make the bracha on both loaves, even though one of them is frozen, one of them is not, and you're eating the one that's not. And that's the position of Reb Avadya Yosef. That's the position taken by Reb Neuwirth and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. It's the position of the Chelkas Yaakov and many other modern poskim. There are a few positions who take a middle position. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in the footnotes in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa as saying that he didn't love this. He didn't think that you could use a frozen challah unless you are planning on having a good, long, four-hour Shabbos meal, and by the time you finish, that challah is going to be totally thawed out, and you'll be able to eat it. Then he thinks it's fine. But barring the eventuality that you're actually going to eat it during the meal, he doesn't like it. The Betzel HaChachma has a slightly modified position, and he says he doesn't think that you actually need to wait that long. It seems to be saying that if potentially it could thaw out during the meal, so then that's sufficient. If it's so frozen, you put it in liquid nitrogen and it's going to take a while for it to thaw out, so then he thinks that you can't do it. But barring that situation, he thinks that it is fine. Again, the majority of poskim And this seems to be the consensus. Think it's totally fine. You can use a frozen challah, no problem. The Piskei Tshuvos brings it that way as well. The Rivavos Ephraim paskins that way as well. And many poskim paskin that way. But there are those who think that you cannot. The poskim do know that even though we say that you can use a frozen challah, the one thing they warn about is it should be something that's potentially edible. If it's moldy, right, don't take you have a bagel that's been sitting there for a few weeks and it's mold growing out. That everyone thinks is a bad thing, right? If it's no longer edible, even if it would, it's not becoming edible again, so that people don't like. But as long as it's potentially edible, so the poskim in general are fine. I did just one last point. I saw Rav Avadia quotes in the Mishnah Halachos. I couldn't find it in the Mishnah Halachos inside. That he wanted to bring a proof that you can use it, because he said that, imagine it, in Russia, in Poland, it was freezing cold. Where did people keep things? I don't know. They didn't have indoor heating. All their bread was probably frozen, so they probably made hamotzi on frozen bread, so why can't we? Which I thought was interesting. I don't know whether that they kept their bread outside or not, but anyway, that was what he said. Like I said, the majority of poskim think it is fine, though there are a few poskim who think one should be machmir.